Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Feels like the show's starting
yeah,
now, right?
Yeah, man. Get up.
Like, that was a good first hour, but Funk Friday.
Yeah,
Halloween,
man.
Halloween, Roddy, all that. No funk.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's here
Thank
now.
You, Bo.
Hour number two brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes from right now ahead of all of the Week 9 matchups. Obviously, Week 9 started last night with the Ravens beating the Dolphins. And then the Dolphins agreeing to
part ways
with their general manager. So we'll get to that. College football schedule, college football corner coming up in about 15 minutes as well. Ahead of another fun Saturday, Georgia and Florida, among other good games. And then we'll make some picks against the spread and play some sports Jeopardy at 12:40.
Real quick, Andy, I pulled a damn Mo in Columbus yesterday with my wife, man. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I was kidding, but she took it like, so she. It's New Edition, Tony Braxton and Boys Man are coming here. March 29th, right?
Okay.
And she's like, oh, she's sitting there at the computer. She's like, baby, can we go to this? I was like, well, I didn't like, okay, well, when is it? She said, well, it's in March. And I said, how you know we're going to be together? I was so kidding, dog. I really, really was kidding. She didn't take it that way, though. I was just kidding.
Yeah, that seems like it a pretty, a, like, you guys have been together a long time.
A long time. Like, and when I said it,
let me just ask this real quick.
Yes.
Because, like, mood at the moment plays a factor.
Yeah, she was kind of...
Things weren't going...
No, she's in her feels a little bit because
okay.
I don't want to go...
Right.
Because I don't want to go to no party tonight. Right. So she's a little bit in her feels about that.
Because, like, if you said that under normal circumstances, do you really want to go?
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah, so...
All right.
But you know when you can feel somebody like staring a hole in the back of your head, like, because I'm looking at the TV and I can just feel her just staring at me. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Babe, you know I was kidding, right? Because I was kidding, but I think the fact that I said, no, I'm not want to go out tonight after we finished with the trick-or-treaters.
And you weren't kidding about that.
I wasn't kidding about that at all. But and then she went and bought her, she would have bought her, like, I guess she assumed, because her and her girlfriend, they be like co-oping together, right? While I'm at work.
Would it be unfair to say scheming?
Yeah, scheming. And then, so her husband, Reno's my main man. And so, but Reno has a lot of the same thought processes as me. Leave me the hell alone. And so I guess they came up with some joy that she did. I walk in and she's on Amazon. I said, what you buying? She's like, some cowboy boots. I'm like, for what? She said, I'm going to go as a cowgirl. So my automatic thought is like, you going to wear some cowboy boots tomorrow while we walk in and take the kids trick-or-treating? She's like, no, we were talking about going to this part. I said, am I included in the week? She's like, well, if I'm going to go... I was like, oh, so you done made the – because that's always my answer to anything now. That is always
– Am I included
in – Am I included in the we?
Right.
I'm always – that's going to be from now on because I need to know.
Man, they're going to get so tired of you asking that.
Oh, yeah, because I need to know. Am I included in this we? And so now I've been sitting all day. I woke up this morning like, damn, I might have to take my ass out tonight.
So does that mean then also that you're going to be dressed up as a cowboy?
Hell no.
Cowman?
Hell no. I'm going to wear all black and be a ninja.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna be a ninja. I say, you know, all I wear
classic is black. Couples costume, cowgirl and ninja.
I wear all black, and then I got some leftover masks from COVID that are black. So there we go. There we go.
I love a thrown together Halloween costume.
Yeah, there we go, right there.
It's like the one year that I wasn't planning on doing anything, and I was dating. It was the first year me and Ashley were dating, and she really wanted me to come to this party. I wasn't planning on doing anything. I was like, all right, well, I don't have a costume. Oh, I have a flannel shirt and a paper towel.
Brownie man. There we go.
There we go. And that's the brownie man. It turned out to be like one of the most fun nights ever. Glad I went.
Yeah, me too.
So who knows? Maybe tonight could be one of the most fun nights ever.
Man, we've been a long time, Doc. We had a lot of fun nights.
I know, but who knows?
Man, please.
Anything could happen, Randy.
I am 40-something. How many 40-something people go out?
I don't know. Abe does. Abe's out there. Well,
married 40 people.
That's not nice.
No.
Bo's kind of married. He goes out.
What do you consider out?
That's what I'm saying.
What do you consider married?
We go to the Mexican restaurant down the street instead of the bar.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
awesome.
I can do that.
We'll do that like being week. Like in a space with a bunch of people? No, I'm cool.
Especially on Halloween.
Especially on Halloween.
I don't know. Like I like doing stuff like that from time to time, but like there's certain days that are just baked in crowded.
Yes.
Like Halloween. And Halloween out is going to be crowded.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. Crazy crowded. Yes. Like there's, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. We're going to take them trick-or-treating.
Yep.
We're going to have little, you know, little mom and dad Yetis or whatever. And there'll be plenty of drinks in there.
Yep.
And it'll be a good time.
Yep.
We got Mario. We got Princess Peach. And I don't know what Boone is. We get him one of those little turtle shells or something.
Yeah, whatever. Because that's another thing. I might have to have my dolly.
Oh, your anti-dog costume?
All the way. But because of what happened, he might be a chicken tonight. He might be a big-ass chicken.
You have to make some concessions. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Looking like a damn chicken.
All right, week 9 started last night. Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. Dolphins actually got off to a decent start in the game, but it ended pretty quickly. Lamar Jackson back, really good. 18 for 23, 204.
Y'all got him back. Did y'all start him this week?
We started him. Okay. Gave us 32.5, whatever. So hopefully Jackson Dart plays well this weekend, and then we can trade him. but anyway, so that happened last night. The Dolphins got up this morning and decided they had had enough, and they have mutually agreed to part ways with their GM, but longtime Dolphins employee.
Yeah, man.
Back to when you were there.
Yeah, I've been knowing Chris for a long time, man. And, I was so happy when he finally got the – because he paid his dues. I was so happy for him when he
– What was he when you were a Dolphin?
He was a scout.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I was so excited that he was able to finally get that GM job because they hired like 3 or 4 guys before they initially hired him. So I was so happy for him and everything. And it's just been a bad thing. Yeah. The other report comes out that Mike McDaniel is going to keep his job for the rest of the year. My thought process behind this, if they're keeping Mike McDaniel, is that they want to trade everybody, and Chris said no.
Right.
And so now, to me, it seems like it's a fire sale. They got some good pass rushers that can help you.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody, we
saw it last Sunday. Yeah. They got pieces.
Maybe they want to come off Waddle.
Yeah, maybe.
Or somebody like that. But, it's unfortunate because, again, this is a personal thing because I got a lot of love for Chris. But, sure. You know, he understands. It's business, man.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's bottom line. Yep. Wins, losses, and they've lost a lot more than they've won. And they'll fire McDaniel at the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the difference is. You might as well keep the structure in place. If you're going to get rid of the general manager, you might as well keep the coaching staff in place. The season is what it is. So there you have it as far as that goes. Here's Raheem Morris, Falcons head coach, talking about what they need to do to beat the Patriots.
You got to go run the football. You got to run the ball efficiently, right? You got to go do all of those things. We got 2 really good running backs. We got an O-line we just challenged. We got to be able to go out there and run the football. There's no doubt. But you get your quarterback back. You got to go out there. You got to score in the red zone, number one on offense, right? That's what you got to do. We got to score points, right? You just talked about how many points they average, all those things. But the same thing, vice versa. You got to go out on defense. You got to stop the run. These guys are running the ball as well as anybody. They run the ball as much as anybody. They run the ball downhill. They run the ball with big people. They've done it at 2 different places, 3 different places, whatever you're counting, whoever you're looking at, whatever the case may be. We got to go out there and we got to meet that challenge.
It's going to be a physical game.
Which we're capable of doing, which I feel really good about, and I can't wait to get to the game.
We just play that at 120. Yeah, that's all the keys to the game right there.
Pretty much. It's going to be a physical football game, and because of what you put on tape, they're going to damn sure come after you right there. I mean, they run the ball, I'm looking at it right here, about – a little bit under 4 yards a carry.
A little under four?
Yeah, okay. 3.9.
Yeah.
You know, and, I mean, but you look at Ramondre, he's 3.4. Drake made it, and then what's the other? Travion's at 4.3.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they do it with volume. They do it with volume, not necessarily the big play. Biggest run for both running backs is about 15 yards. Biggest play, biggest run is by Drake May is 19 yards. So, I mean, you have an opportunity to probably, you know, but it's one of those things where it just keep continuously running it at you because you're poor against the run.
Yeah, definitely. And look, the knock on those guys is putting the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Obviously, Ramondre more, but even Travion last week was going in for a touchdown to put the ball on the ground.
Yes.
So, I mean, hopefully something the Falcons could take advantage of. But first of all, gotta have a nice performance.
Yes.
Like you can't do what you've done a couple of times this year in terms of just flat out not being competitive in a game. And then that has to transfer into a win. Like, you got to go up there and win this game and get back to 500. Tall task. Patriots are good. We'll get back into exactly what it's going to take at 120 in our keys to a game segment. Let's hear Patrick Mahomes talking about playing the Bills. Going to be a big matchup on Sunday afternoon.
They do not like the Chiefs. But, I mean, it is a cool environment. I love playing in, like, historic stadiums. That stadium has had so many great players play in it. And who knows, it might be the last time that we get the opportunity to play there. And that's what you want. You want to go in and be in a hostile environment. That's what football, when you watch on TV as a kid growing up, is the environments you want to play in. And so, obviously, they're not rooting for us, but you get to bond together as a team and get to go into a historic stadium and play in a great environment.
Who needs this more?
Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not that it changes anything because they need to beat them in January.
Exactly.
But the Bills at home, and Kansas City's favored, by the way, which I understand because they're rolling
right now. They're playing really, really well.
But yeah, Buffalo needs to win this game at home because Buffalo needs home field advantage in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, but Kansas City are going to get beat.
They can go anywhere and win. That's why, like Mahomes said, this might be the last time we play there
because
it's the last season for the stadium.
Yes, exactly.
But there's a chance they face off again in the playoffs.
Yeah, man, but I think the biggest thing with the Patriots now, they're rolling, man. Their offense is humming. I'm sorry, Chiefs, no, thank you. The Bills.
They kind of feel like the new Patriots,
yeah,
don't
the,
they?
The Bills, they got the biggest thing with them is they got to get the ball to Cook. They got to get the ball to James Cook and Cook in, let him run a little bit. Somebody outside got to make a play. I know Smitty called out Keon. Okay. Well, last time he called out Jerry Jeudy went and had 1,200-yard season. But I still think that Jerry's still a little salty about that. And that was the funniest thing in the world when he was walking past Steve Smith and Steve was on the mic doing TV. And I was like, please don't mess up, Jerry. You don't want none of that little dude right there. Steve Smith is a damn fool. So, yeah. But it should be a good game, man. Oh, also, we saw Travis Hunter on IR four games with a knee injury. So that's a
I hadn't even heard that he was injured.
It just came out this morning.
That sucks.
It just came out this morning. We talked what was another one? Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy starting this game against
Might hear Detroit. About that one at 12:40.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm trying to think, are there any other good ones? I mean, y'all said Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart plays well at home.
Yeah.
He definitely went home. Got San Francisco coming
Scadaboo
to town.
Scadaboo got hurt last Scadaboo week.
Scadaboo did get hurt. Oh, there it is right there. The Colts going to Pittsburgh.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, the Colts going to Pittsburgh because we know where the Colts are as far as best record in ball. The Steelers coming off a bad loss at home to the Green Bay Packers. This seems to me like this is one of those ones that the Colts will lose.
The Steelers need it.
The Steelers need this game, especially because of what Baltimore did yesterday.
Yeah, and folks are, you know, folks don't believe in them, right? I mean, for the fact that, like you said, Baltimore won last night, but everyone just sort of still thinks they're going to win that division.
Right.
Steelers are like, wait, we're 4-2, 4-3 now. The Steelers, like you asked about who needs it more, the Bills and the Chiefs. Steelers need to win this one. If they don't, then they're back to 500 and everything's on the table as far as their playoff hopes and that division
Chicago
and all that kind of stuff.
Better not lose to damn Cincinnati.
Would you be surprised if they do?
No, I would not.
I wouldn't either.
No, I would not. But that, I mean, other than that,
Chicago's playing okay.
Chicago's playing okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lose that game.
Yeah. I think that's can Tennessee find a way to upset the Chargers and find a way to get a win?
No.
I mean, no, they can't do it.
They cannot.
The Broncos are going to Houston. Houston's actually favored in this game.
Yeah, Houston played good last
week. Yeah, Houston actually favored in this game. Brock Bowers is supposed to be back for the Raiders this weekend, which is great news for them.
And they got Tyler Lockett now.
Yeah, man.
But practice squad.
Tyler Lockett is one of the oldest, youngest dude ever, man.
What do you mean?
Like he
hairline?
Yeah, man. He always had that George Jefferson.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they need to.
He needs to call LeBron for some advice.
Y'all leave LeBron alone, man. Y'all leave LeBron alone.
What's LeBron up to these days?
Just hanging out.
Barkley said he's faking it.
Yeah, that's what he said. I was like, oh, God.
Why would he be faking it?
Why would he be faking it? Because he's old, Andy. And then I saw KG.
No, he's old. That's why he's not faking it.
That's why he's not playing. KG's like, well, yeah, no, he wanted his money, so he's going to not play. I just don't see him doing that.
Oh, you think he just like, huh?
Yeah, I don't. Because the injury is too specific. If it's like, say if it's just
General back.
General back or something. But no, it's a general, like.
It's a sciatica.
Sciatica. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Hey,
I just like that people are like, he's faking it. Yeah, here's why.
Don't forget, you can always listen to 99 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's make sure you don't look at it on YouTube TV. They took away the damn ESPN.
Oh, yeah. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They'll get figured out.
You know when they'll figure it out? Monday. Luckily, this ain't a big college football weekend.
Yeah, right. It's like everybody wants to watch. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll come back. Speaking of that, College Football Corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.